Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Review and Roast. And you can find us on Instagram at Instagram.com/Review and Roast. Or our new one would be Instagram.com/Star Wars Tabletop.
You also forgot the Comic Roast Instagram.
I didn't forget. I didn't get there yet.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing. Are you talking there?
I have almost 100 followers already.
Yes, and we also have Instagram.com/Comic Roast. We also have Instagram.com/1177. We also have my, what do you call it? Snapchat at XOrsonX. So you can see behind the scenes stuff of our stuff.
You also have my Instagram.
Jesus, I don't know what yours is.
Son of Movie Phone Guy?
Correct. That's what it is. That's right. Yeah, well, we're pretty much everywhere. You can find us. The only problem is the names are all different because we're kind of dumb. So. Today we're going to talk about Citadels. Now we're not talking about the re-release that came out. We're actually doing Citadels Classic because that's what I bought like 3 years ago, and that's what we're talking about today. I don't know what the differences are between the two, but I just want to make sure that you're all aware this is Classic. Now the nice thing about Classic is it's small box, very small box game, but it also comes with like two expansions, which for the price, which I don't remember what it was, but it was cheap enough for me to go, I'll buy this. I think it was $15 on Amazon.
Sounds about right.
And, yeah, I remember when I first got it, we ran through it, and I was like, eh, this game is eh. And then it sat on the shelf for the last, like, 2 years. Not that, like, you know, I hated it, but it was just I didn't care enough to play it again because something else was always like, hey, let's do this instead. So, when we decided to do it for the podcast, it's kind of neat because I like getting old stuff back on the table to see if maybe I missed something. And I feel like I did. I feel like I enjoyed this game a lot more this time around. And I don't know if it's because we only played two-player last time and now we're doing three-player. But I feel like with this type of game, because it does have up to seven players, I believe.
Really?
Or eight players. I think it depends on the expansion. Like if you put in the ninth card, I think you can have eight players, obviously. But I feel like the more players you have, the better this game would be. And it's also, it's a good, like, party type of game because it's really simple to pick up. So somebody who's not really familiar with gaming per se should be able to pick it up and theoretically enjoy it quite well. So I feel like I definitely misjudged it off the bat, but quick thoughts here before we dive in.
Yeah, I never played it before, so that was like the first time for me, obviously.
Right.
So, but I actually, when we started the two-player game, I could see where that would probably be, honestly, not as fun.
Right.
Just because each player has its own abilities, and they have to do a lot with the other players, so you would know what players probably you don't have, I guess. You know what I mean?
So it would be a lot easier to guess.
It would take some of the some of the work out of it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it'd be hard to know what everyone else discarded. Oh, that was me.
Yeah, I know.
Shooting texts. You're going to like it.
Terrible.
But you like it.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho. So, yeah, I don't know. Is the new game supposedly completely different? Because I was at Game & Go today and I saw it.
I don't know if it's completely different. I would assume it just has different cards. I honestly have no idea.
There was a few boxes, too. Like, they had an expansion of some sort. And then I'm like, oh, maybe should I grab something? And then I was going to call you. And I'm like, I'm already running late.
Yeah, I didn't know if... I didn't even know that the new one was a different, sort of different version.
It was like the same blue box.
It's just bigger. It's twice the size. So I assume they added more cards. I honestly have no idea. I didn't look into it.
Yeah, I'm almost semi-interested, but I also didn't want to spend no money because I didn't know if I was going to dig it.
You didn't want to spend no money?
I didn't want to spend any of no monies. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if I was going to like it at all. I mean, not saying I'm in love with it, but I'd play it. I'd play it. It's another one of those, like...
I hate it.
Easy to... Well, yeah, you hate everything.
It's like Age of War.
No.
Which we haven't talked about, but that'll be on here soon. Mike finally won one, so he's like...
Dude, I dominated a full day of gaming, and that was the day that the Earth stood still. Dude, I destroyed you that day.
Was it more than one game?
Dude, it was like six games, and I won four of them.
All right, we're going to pause this real quick and show you who the boss is.
You don't know nothing about the boss. Anywho, Citadels.
Yes, Citadels. So what I like the most about it, it's easy to set up. It's real easy to learn, and the cards are great quality. The coins that come with it are pretty decent quality as well. But I think what I like the most is the different effects that the characters have. But at the same time, at least with the base or whatever, it's just eight guys, and when you're playing with three people, everybody gets two. It kind of wears thin pretty quick, but again, what I really kind of like is it comes with 10 more guys you can swap out, which I think is kind of neat. So there's room for tons of variety, and there's a ton of buildings that we didn't play with because those are also expansion buildings.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't mind giving some of those a crack. It was kind of, the game to me was almost overly simple. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like when the first game I won by accident, because I didn't even know the game was over. I thought you had to get eight of a color, but you just need eight across the board.
Right.
So luckily I had the five different denominations. Otherwise, I would have ended the game without knowing what I was doing.
Well, you did anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing, but I still, it was almost, like I said, I thought I was game planning, and there was no more game.
It's kind of hard to game plan because you never know what the other guy has.
Yeah.
So whatever strategy you think you're going to do, like the assassin might kill your turn.
Right.
Or the thief might take all your gold.
You know what I mean? Not knowing who has what, though,
or
is also
when you thought you were about to win and Brian destroyed one of your buildings. You know what I mean? Like, you never know what the other guy's going to do to you, so it's kind of neat. So besides the wizard with the glasses, what did Brian like?
Honestly, when he said, I just won this game, that's why I decided to destroy it. I was like, nope. What do I like? I like the fact that I'm not really a fan of social deduction games, although this isn't really a proper social deduction game. It kind of has that element because you're trying to figure out who's got what and if you have the assassin, you're like, all right, who am I going to ruin? Whose knight am I going to ruin? But what I like is that the game is set up in a way to where you really don't have the luxury to hoard your money. You kind of got to find a way to spend it, because especially if somebody has that thief, you don't want to be like racking up 13, 14 coins and then someone go, oh, thief and king, and you have the king and you're like, fucking Christ, there goes all my money.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy. Some of those characters are definitely in play every round no matter what. Like the magician, 30% of the time might be in play. But like, yeah, somebody's grabbing normally the king or the merchant or the bishop, so you know you're stealing money from somebody.
Well, we ran through twice before we got on here, and the first game, I feel like nobody took the magician, but the second game, because you can't build the same building twice, I had nothing in my hand except buildings I had already built, so I was playing the magician every turn.
Yeah, and you pretty much stole
and I took your turn. Yeah, I took it, because you can either swap hands or discard and redraw all your cards. So, yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. I was taking the magician because no one ever killed him.
Yeah, that too.
He's like the forgotten player.
Oh, totally. Yeah, he was. Well, and that it worked out pretty good, because that round you would have been in jeopardy.
By the Jay Giles band. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, do-dum-bump-bump-dump-down-dump-down. No.
No.
Nah.
That's weird.
I think I just went into Rod Stewart territory.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, you might remember, what was the game where we each have characters numbered 1 through like 8 or 9? And
Citadels.
And you play them in order. You play them in like any order in your hand or something to that effect. Like each round, it's like 8 rounds and one
Ooh!
Round. What?
Mission to Mars.
Is that what it was?
Yes. Yeah. It was a...
Right? That it sort of reminds me of that, but you all get the same guys, but you play them in your own order. Like this round, you stack it.
I can't wait to do that.
You use the number 7 guy first, but then whoever that round had 6 or 5.
No, that one you go backwards.
Well, it wasn't
because it's the countdown to the show.
No, it wasn't backwards.
Yes, it was.
No, the characters, you play them in any order you want.
No,
and then each round is played
No, like no everybody's that. Got nine characters, and then you count down from 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and then whoever's number gets called, you flip your card over.
Right, because you can only pick one out of your deck.
Because there was the one where you
round.
Yes. You can go.
Yeah, yeah, so whichever way
and
you
start. And once you use them,
but you know what I mean. Yeah, right, and then the next round, you don't have your number 7 no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, we should get into that again.
Yeah, me and Brian tried with the two-player rules again.
Yeah.
Totally different. We started setting it up, and we
It's so weird because some games are so much more fun two-player, and some games are so much more fun more than two-player.
Right.
And the problem is us three idiots normally play a lot of three-player stuff, where some games are even better with four. But it's
right.
Side is really good with six.
But when you start getting four or five or even five. Six, it's five? Sometimes some of these games get a little brutal. You know what I mean? Not just waiting on people's turns, but just keeping track of shit. And I mean, this game I could see being fun, like maybe four people, but maybe five or six might start getting a little silly. Yeah. Well, it definitely would be tougher to keep track of who's doing what.
Well, we can, is anyone done there? We can move into, I guess, what we don't like.
I guess so.
All right. So, I guess it's similar to, you know, a lot of games that are built for three players but are playable by two. Like Seven mm-hmm. Wonders. It's annoying with two people. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm glad they put out Duel, but...
Which we haven't gotten into like, yet, and we will.
If you have to change the rules that much to get a two-player game in... I feel like you should probably just say it's a three-player fucking game.
I don't think the rules were that big of a change on this game. It was
No, not so much in this game.
I could just see, like Brian was saying, though, the social deduction end of it would be fucking simple.
You guys are trying to be fancy. It's
super annoying. I'm just using his word.
So anywho,
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
You're going to watch another one before you leave.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
But
Electro-boom.
And I haven't experienced it with this game, but just from playing with the three of us, I can kind of tell, like, if there were seven people sitting at the table, like, I feel like these turns would get really long and really fucking boring waiting for Johnny over here to figure out what he's going to do.
But now in those games, does everyone only have one character per round?
Yeah.
I feel like that might go a little quick.
Four players and higher, everybody only gets one guy. Mm. But I feel like if you're waiting for seven people to figure out their turn, I feel like maybe it might...
Mm-hmm.
Might drag out. I don't know. I mean, other than guessing what I might not like about it, there's not much I don't like about it, because even if the characters get old, which they tend to get old pretty quick,
yeah,
there's 10 more guys in the box to switch it up with. I feel like there's a lot of variety for the price point that there's nothing really not to like. I mean, I can't think of nothing.
Stop it.
I mean, to be honest, like, this game is not, like, amazing.
No.
But, I mean, I guess, honestly, I kind of feel like the assassin is a little too powerful. If you get outed or assassinated, I feel like, obviously that just comes from a perspective of not getting the assassin a lot is kind of
annoying. Because Mike took it every turn.
You gotta take the kingdom.
Do you want to know what replaces the assassin?
Hmm.
The witch.
What'd she do?
You get to take that player's turn. You bewitch them. Oh. So when they flip that card, they do nothing. You get to do their actions.
Now, when you play the witch, do you get your turn in addition? Or you just play that card and nothing happens for your... Do you get your two gold? Do you get to look at stuff?
I don't recall off the top of my head.
Because if that's the case, that card is even more powerful than the assassin.
Right. If I feel like most of the cards that are in the box are similar to their counterparts, but mm-hmm. they're not, like, not 100%.
Yeah.
I guess my thing is, like, the assassin is more powerful in relation to the other cards, where the other cards is like, oh, you get two gold for every yellow. It's like, that's cool.
Not if you can steal six gold from somebody like he did.
I did do that, and it was pretty dope.
But that's a lot harder than the assassin.
To get lucky.
Because you can steal all day long. But if they have no gold, they still get their turn.
So, but then, like, the merchant, if you're building green, you get extra gold. The bishop, I couldn't destroy some stuff. Warlord, destroy stuff. You know, everyone does have a pretty powerful move, I guess, if that's what you need at the time. You know, it was a big deal when you finally did use the magician and get some cards.
And it's also if, at that point in the round, it's going to make a difference. Because a lot of times it doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. You were holding one shitty card that I had already built, and you took four of my sweet cards.
And here's the worst part, too. Like, I personally, especially when I look around the table and neither one of these guys had money, I don't want to take the thief. But if I've got seven gold in front of me, I don't want them taking it from me. So now I'm stuck. I feel like I have to take the thief.
Oh, yeah, you end up having to play defense.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of, there's a little more to it than you would think, but it is still really a simple game to play.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, here's the thing, too. Like, because of the clue here, it makes you feel a little bit more included. The clue-like nature of trying to figure out who's who. There you go.
Yeah.
What was that game?
Clue.
No, the other one. Suspicion. That game was fun.
All right.
Trying to figure out who's who. That game's better than Clue when it comes to that.
Yeah, it's all right. But no, just like, I feel like because this game has a little bit of, you know, knife to the throat kind of activity going on, and it does also work as a sort of party game in that you can have 8 players, and it's a, you know, figure out who was... I feel like if you play with a group of, let's say, 8 people, there's a good chance half those people are going to be casual gamers at best. They're not going to love somebody assassinating them. In fact...
But that'll make it more fun
In fact, me. I'm just saying, it's like, oh, couples night, let's play Citadels. Somebody's breaking up that night. I mean, it might only last a week, but somebody's getting dumped before the night's over.
Yeah, there's a high probability of hurt feelings.
Yeah, like if you're the boyfriend...
So what's Crystal doing this week?
For sure.
I'm just saying, if you're the boyfriend and you're like, I'll take the assassin, you go... Bishop, and your girlfriend's like, motherfucker, you're going home alone. And you're like, oh, God, dude, losing out sex for the whole weekend was not worth taking the assassin.
Yeah.
That's, I think, this game kind of treads into dangerous territory like that.
In a game of 8 players, you know, like with the 3 of us playing, I picked the assassin, obviously, every time I had a chance. But also, I like going first. That's just my thing. But in an 8-player game... Would you really be using the assassin that much? Because
you're guaranteed to kill somebody.
Yeah, you're guaranteed to kill somebody, but it doesn't. The problem with the assassin is it doesn't benefit you so much as it hurts another player.
If that player is the guy who's about to win the game,
I'm saying if you only get one character though.
Yeah,
like being able to play 2, I was able to like go for the king or the architect or whatever, and get some kind of bonus to my round, but. Yeah, it would suck to grab the architect every time and the assassin kills him, but the guy that's playing the assassin is literally only getting either 2 gold or building 1 shitty building. He's not getting any bonuses from having the assassin, any gold bonuses or anything else. Yes, Brian, question?
I was going to say, here's another thing, too. If you're playing an 8-player game, granted there's 9 cards in there, but if you're the king...
There's only 8. There's a possibility to add a 9th.
Because in an 8-player game, if you're the king, you're... almost guaranteed to be the king the entire game, which could also suck.
Maybe.
If you're just like obsessed with going first, you could just be like king, because you're always picking first.
Yeah, but so in this game, king, like there's king, really king. No benefit to going first every time, except you can take the assassin.
Right.
You get the first choice of cards, but like every card, there's never going to be only one card that'll benefit you in a turn.
Right. And the only reason I kept going with the assassin is I got the assassin, then I would take the king to make sure I maintained first player.
Well,
but I also had 2 yellows built, so you get a little bit of a bonus. So that's the only reason I continued that route.
Plus, in a 3-player game, if you can nail it, you're getting 2 turns. This guy's getting 1 turn.
Yeah.
That's kind of big.
It's huge. But then you got to watch out for who's got what and who's doing
right
stuff.
So I guess...
So we don't really hate anything? Is that the consensus? We're not really in love with anything, but we're not really in... strong dislike or
yeah,
hate?
I'd say I'm strongly in like with this.
I mean, I would date it.
Might dump it after a few months, but I mean...
I'd make out with it.
I mean, we're not going to a fancy dinner, but, you know, Red Lobster, here we come.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fancy.
It's not a hit it and quit it. We'll hit it a couple times and move along.
All right, this is getting gross.
Yeah.
So I guess what we could do differently to make it, but I honestly don't know. I mean,
I almost don't even want to say nothing until I was going to say change characters, but you can do that. So
yeah. I mean, it really, like I said, it's not the best, but it's pretty fucking solid all the way
now
around.
Now let me ask you a question.
There are some people that like legitimately have this in their top 5.
I know. And I feel like with the addition of their cards, it could easily move up.
But are those more casual people?
There are a lot of like people who are like heavily into games that are like Citadel's one of the best games designed in the last decade. I'm like,
really?
I don't see that.
I mean, to me, I would put Seven Wonders in front of this thing.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Fun game. All day.
I was just going to say, this kind of has a resemblance to Seven Wonders, but not nearly as strategic.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's strategic. This game is more tense than I recall, but I mean, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just not saying I'd put it top five. I don't think I'd put it top 10, but I mean, I don't even think I'd have it 10.
I don't know. I could never come up with a top 10. I would just end up curling up
with a ball. I don't even think I'd come up. I could come up with a top five, but I couldn't come up with a which one out of the top five is the one. You know what I mean?
Yep. That was a good one.
Yep, that was a good one.
So is anyone going to change anything? Or?
I think I don't have enough experience personally with
the game. Oh, you know what? I will say something.
Go.
There are some buildings in the game that actually do have an effect.
Yeah.
I wish there were more.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, not crazy, but I mean
I wish there was something. More or none.
Yes.
Because the ones that are, I mean, they were normally the purple ones.
And, yes.
And I feel like sometimes the effect was huge, sometimes it may or may not have been, but the problem was they seem far and few between as well, so it's strictly luck, and strictly you have to have enough effing money, which is tough because most of those buildings are five or more.
Well, and this is the thing that was annoying, because the one building in the two games that we played, the one building that had an ability, I guess, was the keep. And it was basically, it couldn't be destroyed by whatever, number eight.
Yeah, right.
But it was only worth 3 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If everyone else is building buildings that are worth 5, 6, 7, 8 points,
mm-hmm.
mine's only worth 3. Like, who gives a shit if I save that building? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you could do.
That's just something that you're stuck with at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can pull the eight and destroy one of your small buildings and replace it with something bigger. Like, what I did do in the second game.
You won that game.
But the Watchtower, I feel like for a building that is not allowed to be destroyed, 3 is too little of points. So I would change that.
I dig it.
Here's what you could do. Instead of drawing two buildings, keeping one, discarding, or putting the other one on the bottom of the deck, what you could do is draw two buildings, keep one, put the other one face up for a community building where like that person can either take one from the middle, two from the top, but once you get to 3... then you either have to discard one from the community thing or discard, and that way,
or put them on top of each other, and you have to take the top card.
Yeah, it's either the top one or draw two.
See, I was thinking more like if you discard buildings, then people might feel like the pressure going, okay, I want to get that building, but I want to do this first. I got to decide which one I want to take. Maybe if I take this building now, then what if.
The only problem is the game moves way quick.
It does, but I feel like sometimes it was going a little. It's, I don't know.
Well, it's only,
like city driving. Stop and go, people.
It's only slow when we're all trying to think of what character we want to fuck the other guy with.
Oh.
Just science.
Maybe you just want to do a little
butt stuff?
Yeah.
That's right, I'll say it.
I mean, I wasn't going there.
I ain't afraid.
I think we're already there. I think we're already done or out of cigarettes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's going to, we'll cut it there and we'll go to numbers. I'm actually just going to stick right down the middle with a 7. Like, it's a really good game.
I feel like every game we're doing right now, I'm like at a 7 myself.
You're doing 7 on this one?
I think I did that like 3 weeks in a row now.
No.
Pretty maybe. Close.
Yeah. Well, we're missing some here.
Someone hit a 7.5, I think. But yeah, I'm 7, so Brian's up.
Yeah, I mean.
10.
What?
No.
9.8.
No. 7. I feel like if this is not a game in your collection, you can pass it up or you can buy it. Either way, it's not like if you don't have Citadels in your collection, your game collection's not complete.
Yeah, but I think the dollar amount makes it an easy add, right?
I think isn't the new version like $30?
Is it really?
Shit. I don't know.
We should look at that.
I'm gonna.
I don't know if the new version comes with like a board or something. Maybe that ups the price a little bit.
Board for what?
They always.
I feel like it's a game you can feasibly live without, but it's also a game that if you do end up buying it, you're probably going to hang on to it at least for a while.
That's weird. Okay, so the Classic also comes in a big box now, and that's $18.
That's not bad.
On Amazon.
And what's the new one?
The new one, the box art is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what comes in there, but it's $30.
Does it list any notable differences right off the bat? Like more this and crazier that?
More expansions, it looks like.
Oh, like it comes with expansions?
New art, new designs.
I mean, having said all of that.
More characters.
Having said all of that, I would actually,
9 new characters that never before seen and 12 new districts.
See, like, I would actually throw down and spend a couple bucks to get the new version and play that, and maybe we can talk about that and stick it on the back end of this one. So,
well, there you have it. Mike's going to buy it, and we're going to talk about
it. Maybe you'll see more at the end of this podcast. If you haven't, I haven't bought it yet.
So there you have it. It's a decent game all around. 7 from everybody. So yeah, it's definitely worth an addition for the price for the base.
But just to clarify, if you have the money for one game and you're holding 7 Wonders in this hand and Citadels in the other hand, put Citadels back, get 7 Wonders.
Yes, but you're not going to find 7 Wonders for $18.
You never know. It was $25 at Target a few weeks ago.
This is true.
Although it went super fast.
It still retails $50.
Oh yeah, but it's gone. Yeah. Somebody got it.
Yeah, like that was one of the first games I've ever bought, and we still play it pretty regularly, so.
Yeah. Actually, we haven't played in a minute.
Never not since I bought the new boards.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's been like 2 weeks.
Hey, we're rambling here. Yeah. So, you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast, and you can find all of our stuff at reviewandroast.com. So go check all that out and listen to all of our podcasts at comicroast.com.
And follow us on Instagram, Review and Roast.
Yes, and Star Wars Tabletop, and Slevin 77, and Son of Movie Phone Guy.
Never heard of him.
If you really want to know where everything is, just rewind this podcast. Put it in your tape deck, hit rewind, and let's...